And as I said before, Flora Ephemera is a one-of-a-kind exhibition open until Saturday the 3rd of April at Gallery Lane Cove, which means you've still got a couple of days to go and catch it. And luckily this morning, we're going to chat with the artist and curator, respectively, Ruth Lee and Rachel Kyung, the two minds behind this highly engaging site-specific exhibition. The collection showcases a series of transient ceramic sculptures that weave together through cultural and spiritual heritage to produce an immersive and thought-provoking experience. Like I said, joining us now is Ruth and Rachel. How's it going?
Hey, thanks for having us.
No,
good morning.
It's my pleasure. So first off, I suppose, what's the concept behind this work, and then how has it materialized into the experience that it's become?
So for me, the work started out as a meditation. So a couple of years ago, a really close friend of mine passed away from cancer, and then my father passed away from cancer,
and then
my brother also got cancer too. So it really got me thinking about the idea of life and death and the concept of time. They started out as really private meditations. I'll be making small ephemeral work in my studio, and then slowly, it got bigger and bigger, and then I started showing them publicly as well to share, I guess, the narrative of this work.
I see. It's an extremely immersive piece. What exactly is it though? So these clay kind of ceramic sculptures, how do you tackle the idea of this kind of life through to death, and I guess the changes over time to, I guess, sentient beings and such? What is it? What are we looking at if we go and check it out?
Yeah, so the work is made from raw clay, the whole installation. And throughout the duration of the exhibition, it will slowly break down and fall onto the floor. So the reason why I chose to use clay as the material is because it's one of the most common materials used across mythologies, across different cultures and countries for the creation story of humans.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this work as a self-portrait, really. It's an abstract self-portrait, and it's a way for me to show my narrative, and a way for me to explore and navigate these events that happened in my life. And I feel that through showing my vulnerability, then other people can connect and see themselves in it as well.
Is it a direct, I guess, reference to your friends and family members there, or is it ever so slightly more broad, so if I or a listener to go to check it out, that it would resonate with us maybe in a different way?
Yeah, definitely. I'm always looking for ways to better communicate with my art, and what I would usually call a universal language is for everybody to connect to it, and definitely not just me or my family or local community. I definitely want it to be so everybody can relate and connect to it.
So I'll just jump in here very quickly.
Yeah, please.
And say that it is quite an abstract piece. So in fact, if you were to encounter it, you will probably have a slightly different experience in reading into the work. So there, while the starting point of, and the inspiration behind the work was through some, unfortunate personal events, you get none of that feeling or that sense of it as you get immersed in the work. And I do want to emphasize that it is quite an immersive experience because there is also light and sound involved as well.
Sure thing. Is this Rachel speaking, curator?
Yes. Yeah.
Sure thing. Do you want to tell us about a little bit about your role then in kind of, I guess, taking on and curating this exhibition? And then I suppose, given the subject behind it for Ruth, was that daunting at all to take that on, such a personal experience for Ruth, and then for you to kind of, I guess, be able to run off with it to an extent and curate it?
No, not at all, because I approached it from quite a different angle and through quite different lenses. So I first approached her as someone who can potentially be an artist in residence at our studio, because our gallery has artist studio facilities downstairs. And what I was very mesmerized by was the way in which she used clay as a material, and, how she really highlights its very organic qualities, you know, beyond what we normally see. So the fact that it's raw clay in itself is quite exciting. There are artists elsewhere in the world who do that, but not that many, certainly in Australia. And to see, you know, the whole process of clay disintegrating with time, it's almost like matter comes alive. And this is quite in line with my personal interest as a curator and a researcher in the idea of new materialism and how, you know, matter, that are inorganic can interact with, organic beings like people and that kind of organic inorganic relationship. So that's quite interesting for me, and that's I guess the starting point in terms of how I, approach Ruth with that project.
Sure thing. Yeah. So just to the both of you, finally, if we want to go and check it out for ourselves, how do we go about doing it? Are there tickets necessary, or can we just all waltz on in?
Oh, look, we're a not-for-profit art centre, so it's free. That's the best thing about it. And the show is on till this Saturday. We do close at 2:30 this Saturday. That's the last day. Quick note for listeners, we are closed on Good Friday, so try and get in before. You're not going to regret that experience.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Hope to see everyone there. And don't forget to sign in to be COVID safe.
Oh, thank you very much. Good point. All right, guys. Thanks so much for joining the show. I do appreciate it. All the best with the final days. And, it sounds interesting. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers. Bye-bye. That was artist Ruth Lee and curator Rachel Kyung talking about their exhibition Flora Ephemera. You can check it out for yourself by going to the Gallery Lane Cove. As you just heard, it's open until Saturday the 3rd. That's this Saturday. Friday they're not open, just like, well, I suppose, the banks and this, that and the like. So, I don't know. Quick sticks, get to all the stuff that you need to do on Thursday.